Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight, wherever you guys are. And I apologize for coming just a little bit on a little bit late tonight. But, you know, I just want to say I appreciate you guys for everything that I'm just fixing up.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you.
You guys are doing well tonight. Okay, cool. Sorry, I had to fix that up on Zoom. So please forgive me for that. But, you know, guys, tonight I'm just coming and I'm going to revisit something that I was thinking about and I've been thinking about in my mind. I've been thinking about this in my mind for a minute. And, you know, that basically is this. About being alone. Do you ever sometimes feel like you are alone? You know, and it's amazing that I was saying this before. There's some things that I've gone through and I've experienced, and one thing that I've come to realize, is that I am not alone. So there's some things that I really, really thought that, you know, this is what's going on and all these different things, and I just had to get to a point where I just really realizing, not knew it, but I think it just helped me to get some thoughts together as far as like that whole thing about you are not alone. So one of the things that has helped me is to remind myself that God indeed is with me. You know, as life is changing, and everything's evolving. I'm evolving. We're changing. Things are changing. It's just like, okay, which direction do I go in at this point in my life? And, you know, one of the things that's helped me is this. I am not alone. So it's amazing that God has placed in my heart to revisit this part. So hopefully, those of us who are listening, we will remind ourselves and be reminded that we indeed are not alone. You know, it's one of those things, you know, as far as life and everything. Hey, what's going on? Hope all is well with you. Tonight's message is entitled, You Are Not Alone. Because sometimes we have to be reminded that regardless of what we go through or what we experience in life, that we indeed are not alone in this process. Called life. We're not alone. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing to know. So tonight's message, you know, you are not alone. And, you know, so God's been going through, you know, I have Luke. I'm starting from Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 49. Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Hope you guys are doing well tonight, wherever you guys are tonight. For those who can come through. If you can't say or understand, come through even if it's for a second. Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 49. He told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what the Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. I just want to encourage you tonight that you are not alone. I just want to encourage you that you are not alone. We are not alone. So thank God for the Holy Spirit, for the Comforter. If you go and look in Acts chapter 2, it gives the account of what happened when they stayed in Jerusalem. It tells what happened. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. And if you read that whole from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, you read that whole thing, verse, it says this, look, I'm going to read 1 through 4, and you can read the rest of your, when you get a chance to. What's going on, Auntie Waddles? When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And the guys, and you can keep on reading that whole entire account. That whole entire account. So basically, listen to this. When he goes on to verse 17, it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Why am I saying it tonight? Perhaps you're dealing with some things in your life. And I just want to tell you tonight that you are not alone. I just want to encourage you tonight that you might be feeling like you're going through some things, but I want to tell you tonight that you are not alone in this thing called life. It's so great. Because listen. Sometimes people are not going to be there when you want them. Sometimes we know this, right, Auntie Waters? Sometimes, you know, I might say, I need to get in touch with this person. Well, I need to talk to this person. And sometimes it just does not happen. Sometimes we're in those spots, in those places where no other human being can reach you, and you need a touch from the Lord. You need a touch from God. You need a touch from on high. You need supernatural power. You need someone to work on your behalf. Listen to this. I'm going to tell you this. God, the Holy Spirit, is with you. The Comforter is with you. The Comforter is here. So you are not alone. Regardless of what you're experiencing, what you think you're experiencing, listen, it might not be easy, but guess what? God will bring us through it, and the Comforter is here. He's here to heal our hearts. He's here to lead and guide us if we are willing to be guided, but we have to be willing. You know, we have to be willing. We cannot resist. To keep on resisting, we have to be willing. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. You know, I'm doing little things a little different. Everything will be set up next week. But you know what? Regardless of what you're going through, you're not alone. We're not alone. You know, the invisible force, God's power covers you, covers us. You know, and it's good to know that that the Holy Spirit is here. It's good to know that we are not alone in this thing called life. You know, good evening, Tuesday night, Mr. Ram. Hey, cuz aunt. Yes, amen, Auntie Waddles. You know, why? Because some people might be going through right now. You might be dealing with some issues. You might be saying, Lord, I'm going through this. I'm going through that. And Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through. But I'm going to tell you guys, I believe that in a lot of cases, God is saying in this season to jump. He's saying in this season to jump. He's saying, trust me, you are not alone in this thing called life. You're not alone in this struggle called life. You might be saying, I'm going through a struggle. But listen to this. Learning to give God praise and to praise him and to thank him while you're going through it. Listen, that will give you strength. God will strengthen you when you're going through some of these things you're going through. But, you know, even when the thought of, oh, you're alone, you're all by yourself, and it's like, I cannot even say that because God has shown up and shown out since my mother's passing. God has shown up. I mean, he was showing up and showing out anyway, right? But the amount of love, the amount of caring people that God has brought through, came through. Those same people who loved her and cared for her, same people who loved and cared for me, came through. You know, and I would say this, it's okay. And I hope I don't make anyone feel uncomfortable as I am processing through my mother's passing. You know, I hope that some people don't feel uncomfortable when I talk about my mother. I'm not going to act like she didn't exist. And I share because hopefully something, it helps me, but hopefully it might help someone who's out there. You're not alone. You know, and when the enemy came through with those thoughts in my mind, you know, you're alone. You're alone. You know, I'm not alone. I am going to get through this. God's going to bring me through this. Why am I saying that? Because guess what? I'm not the only one who sometimes those thoughts come through your mind. And God's like, you're not alone. So I can't even, you know, really even say that because God has really shown up and shown up. And listen, guys, you know, sometimes people, we're not going to reach people. Sometimes we're going to be some places where, look, where I'm by myself, the cell phone might be out. The cell phone may be dead. What am I going to do? Call in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I need you right now. You know, God was to be closer. Jesus would be closer than a brother, mother, father, sister, or brother. You know, listen, only thing you have to do is call on him. Only thing you have to do is say, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. But guess what? You're not alone. So regardless of what I'm experiencing this season, I know that I'm not alone. And what gives me joy is the joy of the Lord becomes my strength. The joy of the Lord becomes my strength. The joy of the Lord becomes my peace to get. And God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. And some people might wonder, like, why aren't you losing it? Hey, I might be going through some stuff, but guess what? God is still with me. And guess what? God is still with you. What's going on, Sister Jackie? My Sister Jackie. Hey, Jackie. I'm going to bring my sister on here one night, one Thursday. I have to bring you up here on here one Thursday. Sam, I'm talking about you are not alone. You know, you might be going through some things, and you might be going through some trials. Regardless of what the answer might be, my answer says to me, yes, Lord, yes. And guess what? While you're going through, guess what? God is preparing you. While you're going through, God is preparing you, but I'm going to tell you, you're not alone. And sometimes, guys, we can't get people on the phone that we need to talk to. Sometimes I say, I need to call my sister Jackie. I might have to call Walter. I need to call my cousin and talk. But guess what? Sometimes people might be busy. But one thing about it is that I can always turn to the Lord. One thing about it that God will always meet you where you are. You just have to be willing and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, please come into my heart. Please speak to my heart. And then be quiet so that he can speak to your heart. Now, I praise God that I'm not alone. I praise God that regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're experiencing, you are not alone. My cousin says this, you're fine, Greg. We that love you and love your mom want you to share your feelings. Thank you, cousin. Thank you, cousin. My cousin is my mom's first cousin. And we're close. She's like another aunt. You know, but, you know, thank you so much. Love you. You know, God says so in his word. God says in his word that you are not alone. You know, listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Romans 8 through 39. Okay. Romans 8, 38 through 39. Yeah, listen, I don't have my glass on because I don't want the glare. Okay, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you. You're not alone. Nothing can separate you from God. Nothing can separate you from God, from his love. It says, neither death nor life. So for those who pass on, guess what? Nothing can still separate them from God's love. God is still with them, even in that state. Neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you, separate us from the love of God as in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you from God's love. It says so in his word. God says so in his word. You know what I'm saying? If God says it, that settles it. Regardless of what we see or experience, we must believe what God says. You might feel alone, but you are not. What is God saying in his word? What is in God's word? You are not alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will send a comforter. Hey, Tina. You know, listeners, you are not alone. All right, Auntie Waters. Auntie Waters also says, I will never get tired of hearing about your mom because she had the type of spirit that the world needs to experience. Thank you so much, Auntie Waters. Thank you so much. And I just say that, you know, because sometimes I was feeling that. And I just want to tell you guys, you're not alone. You're not alone in this struggle. Mm. God and the love through the Holy Ghost inside of you are one. Mm. Amen, Auntie Waddles. Amen. Listen, we are not alone. And, you know, and even though I don't understand what's to come next, you know, it encourages me. And I hope it encourages you. That regardless of what you're going through, whether you're grieving, whether you're changed, whether things in your situation, your life are changing, whether God is bringing a new season in your life, whatever it is that you're experiencing, I want to tell you that you are not alone. Because, you know, when you're by yourself and you're doing what God's called you to do and you're by yourself and, you know, a whole bunch of things, I tell people, you know, things will start to speak to you. But you got to know God for yourself. You have to know God's word for yourself. Ajawada says, impossible to separate. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Impossible to separate. One thing we have to do is just believe. Operate our faith and walk in that thing. We have to walk that thing. Walk it out. Believe it. Guess what? You are not alone. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Prayer works. I'm not sure how long this message is going to be tonight, but, you know, I don't have any points, but I'm just let the Lord use it. If we go to the whole 4 hour, good. If we don't, it's still good. But, you know, I'm going to tell you this, God, Jesus prays for you. Jesus prays for you. Jesus hung. As he hung on that cross, I believe this. When he allowed himself to be hung on the cross, he hung on that cross for you. He hung that on that cross for me because that bridge to God, that bridge, our sin was in the way. Only his blood could atone for our sins. And I believe that as he hung on that cross, he saw you, he saw me. And he gave his life, not for a statement, but for you and for me. He gave his life for you and for me. That blood, from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. Reaches to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to to the highest mountain. Ooh, flow to the lowest valley. Yeah, the blood that gives me strength from day to today, it will never lose its power. Yeah, that song just came to my mind. I chose that key. I've been talking all day. My voice is almost gone. But you know what? It reaches. I'm talking about, guys, listen. The blood. Jesus prays for you. You are not alone. What about when he was praying in the garden of Gethsemane? And he was praying, Lord. He was praying to his Father. You know, God, thank you. Thank you, cousin. You play that song every day, Auntie Waddles? Auntie Waddles says she plays the song. It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Yes, yes. The blood that gives strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. So sometimes we have to just allow our spirits, even in the hard times, even in the good times, even in those times we think are the worst times in our lives, we have to tap into that power. We have to tap into that power, the blood that never loses its power. Listen, God will give you the grace. He'll give us the grace to walk this race. He'll give us the grace to live this life. So I say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. I thank you that I'm not alone. I thank you that regardless of what I'm experiencing or facing, that I am not alone, for you are with me. Yes, because I said the power of Jesus. Awesome. Yes, the power of Jesus. Tap into the power of Jesus. Because guess what? You're not alone. So if you're feeling like you're going through depression, if you feel like you're saying, Lord, I'm tired of living, I want to tell you today, listen to this. God saves. Turn it over to Jesus. Reach into that power. Lift those hands up and say, Lord, please speak to my heart. Please come into my life. Please give me the strength. God will meet you wherever you are. All right, so I just want to tell someone, you're not alone. And sometimes, guys, you might feel like you're alone. Sometimes it does feel like, man, where is everyone? But, you know, sometimes there's parts of the journey, guys. There's parts of the journey. And I'm beginning to understand that people can go with you to a certain extent. But there's some things that you've got to walk through yourself. And I was talking with someone, a friend of mine who was a family member, you know, about expectations. Not putting your expectations on others. Jesus will be closer than a mother, father, sister, or brother. Listen, there are going to be some times in your life where some people cannot walk down that journey, that road. That's a road that you've got to walk through. That's a journey. And is it a journey? Yes. But I'm just so thankful that Jesus prays for you. He prays for me. And listen to this. God has placed people in your life who want to see you win. What's up, Minister G? Minister G says, absolutely. God's placed people in your life who want to see you win. I know that Minister G wants to see me win. I know I want to see Minister G win. You know, tonight I'm saying you are not alone. And I'll be honest, guys. I'll be honest. Part of me, I'll be honest. Part of me, Part of me, honestly, when my mother originally passed, I was like, man, let me go into a cocoon. You're not going to hear from me for a long time. And I'm telling you this, it was like God, like my mother on this side, my mother was working on the other side, like, no, like God was like, no. And there are people there. People came, helped me, left, right. You know, and it was, and I'll tell you that it wasn't some of the people I thought they would be. God brought people I had no idea. And some people I pretty much figured. But the point is this, where I wanted to go into a cocoon, and God was like, no, you're not alone. You're not alone. I couldn't say I'm lonely. You're not alone. And guys, so the message to remind us is this, you are not alone in this thing called life. Tina says, you always manage to hit the right time. I've been there this week. But I still have my faith. Amen, Tina. Amen. You know, Tina, you know, we don't know what might happen tomorrow. But one thing about it, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This thing is real, guys. Because people are hurting. People are taking their lives because they feel like they're alone. You know, listen, are things totally different in my life? Yes, they are. But let me tell you this. That process has been beautiful. The process has been beautiful. Those who've come through, you've seen what my mother's been on. She's been on every week, every week, every week, every week, every week. She almost didn't miss anything. You knew that Miss Wright was there. Miss Tracy, Miss Levy was here to support me. And, you know, I'm saying this, guys. You know, our faith will bring us through. I look at the faith of my relatives, faith of my relatives who've already lost their mothers. And, you know, they can make it. Guess what? I can make it, too. Guess what? This is a part of life that happens. When my great aunts passed away, my grandfather, my aunt, my grandmothers, my uncles, aunts, cousins, guess what? We're still here. That means that there's something that we are supposed to experience that we have not experienced yet, and it's not our time. While we're here, let's glorify God. While we're here, let's praise the Lord. While we're here, just remember that you are not alone. You are not alone. I praise God. Amen. Yeah, Tina, keep the faith. Yes, Tina, keep the faith. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds our future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. Our fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. God even hears our unspoken prayers. That's right, Minister G. Minister G says God even hears our unspoken prayers. God hears our hearts. And because he lives, face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future. And life is worth living just because he lives, and you are not alone. God will meet you where you are. There's a line from one of my songs, a song I dedicate to my father, and called I Love You. And there's part of it that says something to point up. A smile, a hug can change someone's life. Don't you know what I mean? A hug, a smile can change someone's life. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people are experiencing. But your act of kindness can change someone's life. I tried after my son was shot. God brought him through, but I feel like I died inside. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, Tina. You know, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you with something. I'm going to encourage you with something, okay, Tina? Now, I want you to listen to me. You know, God brought him through. Praise God. He's still here. You still have a reason to rejoice. And even if God decided to take him back, still praise him. You still praise him. You know, that pain right there, you're going to either hold on to it, because life is going to happen. It's what's going to, it's what you're going to do with that and how you're going to deal with that. You know, but I want to tell you, you have to get to a point where you're saying, you know, Lord, I need you to heal my heart. Because you're still alive. And your son is still here. You know, my mom is gone. I'm not going to see her on this side. But your son is still here. Praise him. You can still hug him. Praise him. You are not alone. You are not alone. So at this point, we've got to make a decision to say, Lord, please heal my heart. If you're feeling like, you know, I cannot handle this, I cannot deal with it, listen, Jesus is praying for you. You're still here. And there's a purpose for you. You know, just praise God and thank God. Just praise him, thank him, and help him to get you through it. But I want to encourage you, you know, he's here. Your son is here. So you've got to move past that point. But this one too is, Tina, I want you to do it because I want to spend this time right here doing this message. You know, inbox me. Inbox me, and we can talk about this a little bit more. But tonight, I'm going to tell you guys this. You are not alone. And you have to get to a point where you're saying, you know what? I'm ready to move beyond this. Help me to move beyond this traumatic experience. Heal my heart, Lord. Heal my heart, Lord. Heal my mind. But guess what? You're not alone. And I just want to encourage you that life is going to happen. There are going to be some ups and there are going to be some downs. That's what makes life life. Well, it's what we do during these times. But you've got to say, Lord, I'm trusting you. And say thank you. Your son is still here. My mom is gone. You know, so you can hug her. You can hug him. I can't hug her on the side, but I know her. I feel her presence. You know, thank God. Hug him and ask him to help you get past it. Because guess what? You are not alone. We are not alone. Yes, yes, Brian. Hey, Brian, in the house. God is always with us. And that's what we're talking about tonight, Brian. First point, the Holy Spirit is with us. Second point, God says so in his word that you're not alone. You have to go through this thing by yourself. See, the thing about it is that sometimes we try to carry the whole weight on ourselves. Give that load to Jesus. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. You know, part of my song, receive my love. Receive my love today. Don't turn and walk away. Walk into the light. I will show you God how to live your life in victory. Cause my yoke is easy. My burden is light. You know, receive my love today. Don't turn and walk away. Walk into the light and I will show you how to live your life in victory. Cause my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. You are not alone. Because my yoke is easy. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. And you guys know I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jesus prays for you. Jesus prays for you. Because I says life keeps us learning and leaning. I don't have my glasses on. Life keeps us leaning and praising God. Lean on the Lord, Tina. Lean on the Lord. Lean on the Lord. Lean on the Lord. Guys, that's what we got to do. Lean on the Lord. You know, I appreciate people sharing, you know, share and appreciate people letting us know where you're at and what you're going through. You know, certain things can't be addressed through this time, but some things you can address in the inbox. You know, but it goes along with your faith, and it goes along with believing in your heart. You got to believe in your heart that you're not alone. How can I serve God? How can we serve God and doubt him? And sometimes, guys, it is hard sometimes. But we've got to get to the point where we're saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Through the pain, I'm going to trust you. Guys, either do I stop preaching now that my mother's gone? Do I stop doing what God has called me to do because she's gone? Do I stop because I'm going through some heartache? Do I stop? It might be rough, and sometimes we might have to take a break, and sometimes I do take a break. But guess what? Life doesn't stop. Do we allow those things that we go through, the hurt and the pain, to keep us from moving forward? No. We've got to keep on moving. We got to keep on doing what God has called us to do. We got to keep on doing that. No. We'll keep on moving, keep living. Yeah. Yes, Brian. Yes, Brian says, you keep moving and keep living. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. One thing my mom shared with me, just live. Just live. Guess what? You keep living. But take his yoke upon you and learn of him. Take his yoke upon you and learn of him. Sometimes, guys, we have to put our yoke down. We got to put down these things we're carrying around. We want to move forward, but we can't because we're carrying all this stuff. We're carrying all this weight. We're carrying this trauma. We're carrying that trauma. We're carrying this. We're carrying that. At some point, we got to let that stuff go. We got to lay it down. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory. Embrace by your mercy, O Lord, I live to worship you. You know, and just get to a point saying, Lord, I'm laying it down at your feet because I need you. Believe in your heart. Believe in your heart. James 4:8 says, sanctify yourself, purify your heart. You know, let me read the rest of that. Well, what's going on, Harold? Good evening. Mr. G says, God has a grand resume. Look back. All right. Go ahead. Woo. Look back over your life and review all the times he's delivered you, made ways out of no way. God has not promised that life will be the problem free. There were times life felt me blows that I thought were going to kill me, but God, oh glory. Oh man, I feel like just running around here, running outside and screaming and hollering right now. I'm not going to do that. They're going to probably arrest me. All right, Mr. G. Hoo-wee. Yes, yes, yes. But God. Glory, glory, glory. Look at what God has done for you in your life. Look what God has done in your life. And I feel you right there, Greg, Mr. G. I thought that there are some things that, whew, will take me out. But God has kept me. But guess what? But God is keeping me. And but God will keep you. Del Knight Help me blows. Yeah. James 4, chapter 4, verse 8 says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, listen, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Believe in your heart, guys. Believe in your heart. Resist the devil. Come nigh to God. He will come near to you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Listen, guys, believe in your heart. You got to trust and believe. It's time for us to let go of that crazy stuff that's been holding us back from moving forward and doing what God's called us to do and go ahead and do it. Now, you know, I have a new saying every day, and that is God got me. That's right, Tina. God's got you. God has you. He's been keeping you. Now, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Sometimes we, you know, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So sometimes we speak things and we allow that narrative to be that narrative. But now change that narrative. Speak the word of God in all areas of your life. Just like God has you in this area, guess what? God has you in every area. God is able. He's able to make all grace abound to you. How come I feel like I want to do some praise and worship right now? God is able to make all grace abound to you. God is able to make all grace abound to you. Open your heart up to God. Open up your heart to God. Open your heart to God. And give God permission to work in your life. Aren't you tired? Aren't you tired? Allow God to work in your life. Give him permission to. Change your narrative. I am not alone. In every area of your heart. Because if we keep on professing what we're professing, we're going to get what we always gotten. If you want something different, you got to do something different. Insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You are not alone. So since you're not alone, guys, let's go and do what God has called us to do. Let's go and do what God has called us to do. Speak life over your situation. Let go of the negativity. Let go of the trauma. Let go. We go through so that God get the glory for bringing us through. Guys, in this season, do what God has called you to do. Do that thing because you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you. God says so in his word. Jesus prays for you. Believe in your heart. You are not alone. Now, I love the Michael Jackson song. You are not alone. I am with you. You know, listen, you are not alone. I don't care what you're going through. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're experiencing, you are not alone. I'm just going to say this. I'm praying that God will bless you. I'm praying to God that you will allow the Lord to keep you in this season of your life. I pray that you will lean on the rock. I pray that you will continue to move forward. I pray that you will just get to a point where you say, Lord, here's my heart. Thank you, Lord. I am not alone. So wherever you guys are right now, I want you to say, I am not alone. Thank you, God, that you are with me and I am not alone. I want to say, guys, continue to keep in your thoughts and prayers. God is definitely moving things. He's moving in my life, and I'm so, so grateful. Hey, Timothy, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I just want to, yes, Isaac. Hey, Isaac. Yes, I am not alone. So wherever you guys are, because listen to this, guys, the narrative that we tell ourselves is this: I am alone. I'm going through this. I'm woe with me. No, listen. The enemy just wants to beat you up over that. You're not alone. Jesus gave his life for you. He shed his blood for you. Let's go ahead and do this thing. Go ahead and live and do what God has called us to do. Let's change the narrative. I'm not a victim. You're not a victim. Life happens. But guess what? He's with us through it all. Regardless of what we are going through, he is with us. I hope you guys are doing well. What's going on, guys? I appreciate guys who've come through. I really, really appreciate you coming through. I really, really, really do. I really, really do appreciate you guys coming through. Yes, I am not alone. Thank you guys for your thoughts and prayers. I'm praying that God will continue to bless you and keep you and allow God to heal you. Listen, that's what I'm doing. Allowing him to hear me, heal me, trust in the process, and keep moving forward. Keep living and give thanks through it all. He's working it out. Okay? God bless you. Listen, guys, I have a book out there, Poet's Heart. It's on Amazon. Just look for Reverend Dr. G. Wright. My music on iTunes and other places, just look for G. Wright. As my big brother T.A.Z. would say, G. Rizite. And listen, guys, thank you for your thoughts and for your prayers. Thank you, guys, for coming through. Please share this broadcast on your pages. Please pray for Ministry Fireheart Ministries. I'll be starting to back up, with everything, with the transition, with all the different things that have been going on. You know, there's been so much going on. But listen, I just want to say thank you. Please keep in your thoughts, your prayers. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Not alone. Not alone. I am not alone. That's right, cousin. Thank you. God bless you. Wherever you guys are, just say, I am not alone. You are not alone. God bless you. Please come on Thursday. I might have a special guest. I might not, but I believe that you are going to be encouraged. So make sure you come through again on Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you guys really, really soon. Have a good night. Yeah, this thing is going through. God bless you.